WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why can't we just be like that again? I know you feel it too. I mean, what are you so afraid of?
Hey, just don't flatter yourself, Alex.
Go ahead, hit me. If you can't f*** me, why don't you just hit me?
You're so sad. You know that, Alex? Lonely and very sad.
Don't you ever pity me,
I'll pity you, bastard. I'll pity you, but you're sick.
Why? Because I won't allow you to treat me like some slut you can just bang a couple of times and throw in the garbage. What are you doing? Please, Dan, please don't go. I didn't mean it. Please, I'm sorry. I'll tell your wife.
Oh. You tell my wife, I'll kill you.
It only takes a phone call!
The Don and Mike Show.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Hi, friends. That's good.
How's your Monday?
That guy's retarded.
I know.
Wow. Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Killer. Jerry Lee. England.
Kiss it, baby.
Woo! You can spit real good for the captain. Come on, baby. I want you to suck it like a like a good girl. So fine. All right, you're my cousin, buddy. Don't mind.
Thank you for Jerry Lee.
You're only 13. It's okay with me.
Come on, honey.
Jump on Buzz.
Ballfire.
Yeah, Jerry Lee.
All right, the killer. Here we go. 877-365. 3636.
Dumb like your mother.
Stupid like your mother.
Is that the name of the game?
Are you stupid? Robbie, is it dumb or stupid?
Are you stupid like your mother?
Are you stupid like your mother?
Here we go for 500 big ones. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. What's your name?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for listening.
Maria!
You know, I had to call.
Maria, are you stupid like your mother?
possibly.
Possibly. What's your mommy done that's incredibly stupid?
Okay, there's several, but one comes to mind.
Pick the best.
Several years ago, she worked for a government agency, and she had a headache during the day. They found her at her desk out cold, I guess 15 minutes later, and looked at the bottle on her desk. It was Tylenol PM. Later, when my father picked her up and took her home, she said she picked Tylenol PM because it was after 12 noon.
Okay, no, no thanks, though.
Yeah. You gotta laugh at it, though, a little bit.
It's cute, Mike.
Tylenol PM afternoon.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Hey, you're on the air. Hi there. Where are you from, Barbara?
I'm from Maryland.
Are you stupid like your mother?
No.
Good.
What's something stupid your mother's done?
Well, she got up one morning to go to work, and she lives in the country. And she got up very early, like 4 in the morning, to go to work and got in the car and couldn't get out of the driveway. She couldn't find her way out of the driveway because of the fog. And so she got out of the car and went back in the house and called her boyfriend and said, I need help. I can't find my way out of the yard. And he told her to get back to bed and get back up when the fog lifted and go to work. So
we must break in.
Yeah.
You, in fact, are stupid like your mother. We'll take another call now.
Thank you.
All right.
That kind of did start to go on, right?
You're right. And if you're keeping track, couldn't find her way out of her own driveway.
I think that was the gist of the story. Hello. Right. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Who's this?
You know.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
Kim.
Hi there, Kim. Thank you for calling, Kim. Are you stupid like your mother?
Sometimes I am.
What's something really stupid that your mom's done?
Well, she's almost practically killed 3 of the children.
Hold on.
Almost killed us children.
Almost killed us children.
She almost killed 3 of us.
She almost killed three of you. How?
At the same time?
No, different intervals throughout her
life. What's the worst one, though? We'll need the worst one.
We grew up in Riverdale behind the Anacostia River. There was a giant flood, which it always used to flood all the time.
Yeah.
A neighbor kid had a raft. So during the flood, she took turns tying the kids around the waist with a giant rope and pushing them out into the swollen river during the flood.
Yeah.
And then when they'd get out too far, she'd just pull on the rope and pull the kids back in.
Why was she doing this during a flood?
Because this was something the kids wanted to do and they were playing.
Oh, doing it for fun, you mean?
Okay,
yeah.
So why is...
You don't find that stupid?
That might be, that's stupid. It's definitely stupid
it's
to do that during
a flood. But
give us another one.
My sister used to hold her breath to get her way, so the doctor told her to splash water in her face and she would stop it.
Yes.
So what she did was stuck her head under the faucet and let the faucet run full blast, so when she opened her mouth and took a deep breath, she filled it up with water.
Who did this? Your mother? Your sister?
Just the mother doing it.
Wrong button.
I don't know. All right. Killed the children. Let's say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Almost.
That flood thing's stupid, though.
Hello.
Not funny, but stupid.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. Are you stupid like your mother?
Oh, no, my mother is way stupid.
Okay. Give us an example.
Please, the best example.
Oh, here we go. A couple years ago, my mom, who lives in Boston, flew down. We take the grandkids out, something to do. We're going to take the kids roller skating. I go to pay for the tickets. My mom, 350 pounds, says she wants to go roller skating.
Your mother weighs 350 pounds?
She weighs 350
pounds. And she wants to go roller skating.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's my mother, my father, and my mother-in-law. My first clue should have been when my mother could not put on her own roller skates. My mother-in-law, who is 85 pounds, had to get on her hands and knees and put on her roller skates. So that should have been the first
time.
Okay.
So mother-in-law gets mom's roller skates on. I think my mom still has a crush on my dad, so I think maybe she was trying to impress him. Literally takes one foot onto the floor, falls, breaks her elbow.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
That's not what we're looking
that's
for.
Right. Breaks elbow. Still, that was good, though. That was good.
It's better than the other ones.
But it gets worse.
Oh, it gets worse.
There's more?
It gets worse. So we go to the hospital, and they have to admit her for the night. And my mom had breast cancer a couple of years ago, and so she has a prosthetic boob. So I say to my mom, "Mom, do you want me to get you anything before I leave? Do you want me to bring you a thing in the morning?" And she's like, "No, I'm fine, but you have to take my boob. Somebody here will steal my boob." So I literally had to walk out of the emergency room feeling like a boob, carrying a boob.
So your mother made you take the prosthetic boob home?
I had to take the boob home with me.
All right, hold on a second.
Very nice. That's... Thank you.
See, but these are almost bordering on, like, Hallmark moments.
I know. It's mom stories.
We might have to open the lines up for guys as well.
Something stupid your dad did. Do you think it'll be better?
Oh, no. No, I think dad's still ratting out. Boys still ratting
sons.
Out their moms.
Yeah, sons. Mom's doing stupid things.
It was
things.
My mistake thinking it would be a chick thing, but chicks are not. Right. They don't want to turn their moms in.
Maybe it's me. I'm just curious. How realistic is this boob? I mean, is it flesh colored? Does it have anything on it, like a nipple, or is it
probably
just,
like a
or is it just
falsie?
Like a sock?
It's a falsie, is what it is.
It must have been valuable.
Yeah. Well, they're probably very expensive.
So from a distance, you would know what it was.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. This is Sarah.
Sarah, are you dumb like your mother? Stupid like your mother?
I'm not, thankfully.
What's something stupid your mother's done, Sarah?
The most stupid thing.
Well, actually, I'm just calling just for the sheer humor of this story. I know you guys said that, like, to win the prize or whatever, you have to validate. And unfortunately, my mom actually passed away. But when I turned 21, and I have to preface this by telling you that my mother was an alcoholic. When I turned 21, I decided that I was going to go out, you know, for the all-nighter, first time out, you know, legally out. And she decided that she was going to go with me, which really wasn't an issue because she and I were really close. But it got a little sticky, and I, no pun intended, when she decided to start taking bets at the bar that, I don't really know how to say this on the air, but that she had better upkeep than most women, like, in their 20s.
All right.
You mean like down there?
Gardening.
Yes.
Like she had a better guard.
What about the vagina?
All right.
Correct.
Very good.
And decided on my 20th birthday to embarrass me by showing everybody at the bar.
Now, let me just say, this is the
type. It's a shame your mom has passed away.
It's too bad your mom has passed away, because this would be a call that we immediately would go to the phones. And yes.
How many people did she show her vagina to?
It started off being a small group because it was just those people that were directly around us. But as you can imagine, when, you know, talk of the bar started going around that there was a woman that was, you know.
Yeah.
And how old was she at this time?
She was 34 when she had me. So she would have been like in her mid 40s.
And would you say at the time that she was doing this, if you were to guess the age of your mom's vagina just by looking at it, how old would you say it was?
I think that she probably had most 20-year-olds. I mean,
okay, so that's why.
I can definitely, you know, see why she was, you know, showing proud. It off.
All right, all right. The guy, so the guys were probably getting quite a treat then.
And what was it that made it so attractive?
I, as being somebody that doesn't generally vote on those kind of things. But speaking from a woman's perspective, and I, you know, having known some women that are less than clean and have very little pride in those sorts of things.
Right.
You're great.
I was impressed. I mean,
you were impressed.
You are great.
Well, God rest her soul. Yeah. Your mama would be proud that you're saying this to us right now.
Give this lady a prize.
Very good.
She was very proud of it. So I figured I at least had to call in and, you know, for
there
the,
you go.
You know what? You made, Sarah, you made the right call.
Hold on, please. Well, we'll
truly
give you,
did.
We'll
good.
Give you some sort of
good
prize.
Sorry.
Something, right, Robbie?
Yeah, how about this?
How about what? How about Van Halen tickets? All right.
Certainly beats Barbara's mom who couldn't find her way out of the driveway in the fog.
Yeah. No ass.
But that's, you know, the one thing I got to tell you, Don, they're all stupid. They are all stupid things to do.
They are, but the last one was really...
That's wonderful, but...
Great stupid.
We'd have to go to the cemetery
to verify
Don
and Mike
that.
Show. We can't do that. It's Monday night. We have our Wednesday night at the cemetery.
That's right. We go to cemeteries on Wednesday night.
Shallow graves.
Shallow grave!
Shallow graves, some Hold'em, some Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em on a little tablecloth and some absinthe.
Little Thunderbird.
It's always nice.
Cognac.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Ladies man. It's the lady. It's... Hi there. What's your name? Any idea? Hi, darling.
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
Hello?
What's your name?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Sorry, I was on hold.
You are stupid like your mother.
Well, hi there. What's your name?
I might be. I'm scared I am.
Don't be scared.
My name is Sari.
What is it?
Sari.
Saring.
How the Saring buzzed? Have you ever heard that name
I've
in your
never
life?
Heard it before, I'm going to guess Sherry.
Sherry, yeah.
Sherry, like Sherry.
Yes.
Very
gotcha.
Good.
Like that. All right, Sherry, are you stupid like your mother?
Yes.
What is it about your mama that we should know?
Well, I have a lot, but I'm going to tell you the one that I think is the stupidest thing she ever did.
There you go. There you go, Miss South Carolina.
Yes, tell us if you can, Sherry.
My sister bought a house.
Hey, Sherry, before you go on with your story, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Most, one out of five people in the United States cannot find the United States on a map. Can you tell us why you think that is? Sherry?
No idea.
Yeah, did you hear my question?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea.
Perhaps that's what the contestant should have said. You don't even want to try to fake a guess?
Because it's not labeled the United States.
Exactly.
Not labeled.
Very good. That's actually the right answer.
You remind us of someone that we saw on TV over the weekend on the Miss Teen USA pageant.
Oh, you guys are picking on me bad.
No, we're not. We're just having a little fun, folks.
Not at all.
Just trying to have a little fun. That's all we're doing.
Listen, let's get back to your stupid mother.
Okay.
What is it that she did?
My sister bought her a house, and she couldn't afford the propane for it. So instead of finding another way to heat the house, she decided to move out. And so she left it, and the pipes froze and burst. And flooded the whole house, which was wood floor all throughout.
Oh, great story.
Well, that is stupid.
That's too bad.
Not quite as good as the last lady.
Yeah, I was laughing at her. That's why I didn't notice when you picked up on me.
Gotcha, gotcha. But you did answer the map question, and for that we thank you.
Okay.
Bye, darling. Have
Thanks so night. Much.
Bye, darling.
Always pay for your propane.
I wish you FTD wishes and
caviar dreams. Taste the meat, not the heat.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
The question for Miss Teen South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A certain percentage of Americans cannot find the United States of America on a map.
Right. Because of her answer, she is today, across America, known as the stupidest girl in America.
Why can't Americans find America on a map?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
There's Mario Lozu. Thank you very
much. Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Well, we could, that lady that had passed away with the vagine would have been an absolute out of the park home run.
Wouldn't
Mike,
she?
Mike, what did we have that we didn't like there?
Well, we had Maria, whose mother passed out unconscious at her desk because she took Tylenol PM. And told her husband that she took it because she thought you only take it after noon.
Well, that is stupid, but not what we were looking for.
Then was Barbara. Barbara's mother couldn't find her way out of the foggy driveway. Then there was Kim, who used to have her mother used to have fun by tying a rope around the children and sending them out into ravaging floodwaters.
Also stupid, but not what we're looking for.
There was Kathleen. Kathleen wasn't bad. Kathleen had a 350-pound mother who wanted to go roller skating. When she first put her skate on the roller rink, she fell and broke her elbow. Then at the hospital, she asked her daughter to take her fake boob home because she had breast cancer. Number five was Sarah. She was her mother was an alcoholic who took her daughter out and showed everybody at the bar her nicely kept vagina.
What about the vagina?
And then there was Sherry. Sherry, whose sister bought her stupid mother a house. The stupid mother moved out because she couldn't afford the propane, causing the pipes to freeze and the house to be ruined. That's all of our stupid mothers today.
None of those people have made it past this screening round.
Now, the thing is, you mentioned if we had had the, if Sarah's mother, the alcoholic lady who is now dead.
With the vagine.
If the vagine lady was still alive, we would have had a winner, but now we still need more.
So we will open up the next round to fellas who want to rat out their mom.
Very good.
You want to give your mom the stink eye? Call us 877-365-3636.
Are you stupid like your mother?
Yeah, guys, are you stupid like your mother?
Please call and share those stupid things that moms have done.
Okay, because this could be good.
Right, oh, absolutely. And it's, you know what, it's not bad, even though we haven't gotten a winner yet. It's not too bad.
No, like, you know, if we were doing the Jack Diamond show,
right,
that Tylenol PM would have been one that
everybody... We'd have like six winners.
Everybody in the room would have gone, oh.
Let me see, little buddy. You let your kids out into the raging floodwaters? Ooh,
that's
yeah,
cute.
Super. Congratulations,
that's
you're stupid.
Cute.
Yeah,
you got your new Norah Jones CD.
Fantastic. I'm wearing a big oversized black shirt to
Thank
cover
you.
My fat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jack Diamond.
Where's my Corvette?
Ooh, oh. Boy, doesn't that look good? It's got a little plaque on it. It says, driven by Jack Diamond.
Somewhere that guy is going,
hey, wait a minute. I thought they were done with that.
It's just too fun.
I thought they're stopping that.
It's just too fun. Can't help ourselves.
We got to break. Call for this stupid mother thing. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.